Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah, you got the Bogey and Wojo show down at Music Town, just across the street from Comerica's Park. I think they're going to play baseball tonight. And it's not nearly as steamy as we thought. And there are storms in the air, but I believe they're a little bit further south. They've moved through here a little bit. And Tigers, Blue Jays. If you ever wanted to see Marcus Stroman pitch for the Blue Jays, this might be your last chance because the Yankees are scouting him, according to our buddy John Paul Morosi. Anything breaks on the baseball trade front, I'll let you know. But this, just before the show started, I blame the crazy Italian guy of Lenny, brought up this latest on the transfer rules and or ideas. And Harbaugh had one thought earlier today about every player gets one, you know, free transfer, basically, without having to give a reason. And then James Hudson, a highly touted offensive tackle from Toledo who transferred from Michigan to Cincinnati, and he can't get cleared because the NCAA said he didn't mention his mental health issues when he was at Michigan. It does seem it's a needless thing to quibble about, right? Like, wait, no. Prove you were depressed. I mean, you really want to get into that game? Get into that? But Harbaugh addressed it in an interview on ESPNU and said that's probably, sounds like that's one of the reasons he thinks there should be a free transfer, because you don't want to end up with players lying or not being completely truthful about why they would be transferring. Okay, so let's go to the phones at 248-539-9797. The ticket text 97136. It's kind of a controversial topic, and I think it's trending in this direction, but we'll see. Let's go to the phones and talk to David. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, David.
Hey, I think, unless somebody signs a contract for so many years, they should be able to move around. They don't have a contract in the school. I mean, what are we, indentured servants? We want to promote that kind of attitude. Transfer to any school you want, when you want, if they want you.
Well, that does make it more difficult to maintain teams and stability. And I get it, you're right. And players can transfer at any time they want. They just have to sit out a year unless they have a mitigating reason. Is that much of a punishment to sit out 1 year?
Why should there be a litigating reason?
A mitigating reason?
If you didn't sign a contract, if you don't have fiduciary responsibility to that program.
Well, you do sign a letter of intent.
I understand that.
That is some sort of a contract.
But basically it locks somebody into, I had a nephew that played ball, and that's me. And, it's basically, and the coach left the program. The head coach left the program. The new coach came in. It was less than an ideal fit.
Well, see, that's different. I think that counts as a mitigating circumstance where you can transfer and be eligible immediately.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to say is there's many things that happen in a program where something can be ideal or less than ideal. Maybe it's a change in your educational path. There's just many, many issues, and my point is. They're not indentured servants.
No, you're right.
They're full-grown adults that need to play, and we don't need to treat them, quote-unquote, as kids. They're adults. So there's also ramifications of leaving and going to another program. It may not be in your best interest, but yet somebody does it anyway. Let the ramifications fall where they may on both sides is my point.
Okay, but what's wrong with having, within reason, and I agree that the transfer rules needed to be loosened, but what is wrong with having a system, somewhat of a system of order, so it isn't, roster free agency every year? Isn't there, I mean, there is something to be said for the structure of college football and keeping certain structures in place, don't you think? Oh, he's gone. Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean, hopefully I wasn't badgering him, I didn't think. But I get what people say. It goes back to the whole just pay the players argument. Just let them go whenever they want argument. And it sounds like the most righteous thing to say. Of course. Yes. They're grown adults. Pay them and let them go wherever they want. And in practicality, I think it's lame. I think it's weak. But when necessary, when there is an extenuating circumstance, such as a coaching change, such as an illness, a mental illness or any kind of an illness, if there is an extenuating circumstance, your grandfather back home got ill and you want to play closer to home. Those things should count. I totally agree. But and you know what? A player, anybody could make one up. You could make up an aunt. An aunt got sick. I need to go back. This idea of one free transfer would erase that because you wouldn't have to give a reason. You get one freebie. Choose wisely. So basically, if you made a mistake, went to the wrong school, either you went too low or too high, you could correct it one time. Say correct it every single year. That doesn't make sense to me. And this is where it's headed too. The lawyer who has been involved in a lot of the key transfers, including Shea Patterson from Ole Miss to Michigan, Tom Mars, according to Pat 40 of Yahoo, Tom Mars may be headed to the NCAA's new investigative team or new investigative legislative branch or whatever, which actually sounds like a great move because it seems like Tom Mars knows as much about the system and the holes in the system and how players use it and how coaches and schools use it. Now, that could be very interesting, an indication of perhaps the NCAA coming around and recognizing that there's an issue. And if there is an issue, you know, don't err on the side of nobody can transfer, but don't err on the side of everybody can transfer multiple times, right? Let's go back to the phones at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's go to Ann Arbor and see what's going on with Ron. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Ronald.
Wojo, the smartest man on the radio. How you doing?
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I am the parent of a student athlete, and I think they should I think Harbaugh's got a great idea with they should be given one transfer, no questions asked, because we've gone through a coaching change. We know other players that have, one of them in particular, went through a coaching change right after they signed, and then 2 years into it, they had another coaching change. So, you know, now you're talking your third coach in 2 years. And the coaches can move around at will, and there's no repercussions about that. So really, when you're looking at a four-year scholarship, you're not going to run into that often. I think before you report, you should be able to leave if you want to change. But the penalties before were so severe, you'd have to sit out a whole season.
Right.
You couldn't transfer within conferences. Like, they still have conference rules where you can't transfer within some conferences. It's a conference agreement, not an NCAA agreement. So
wait,
I conferences, think Harbaugh is right on.
I know the Big Ten ditched that. Other conferences still have that? They can prevent you from transferring in conference? I did not realize
yes,
that.
I know the one, unless they just ditched it with the portal this year, but when we went through it, we were a freshman and we went through a change and we inquired and we were told, well, you can't transfer within the conference, but yes, you could.
Wow.
So
you're right too. When you say coaching change, people think it's not just head coaching change. If there's a position coach change, that can be even more vital to a particular player.
Correct. And the worry about when you go, if you're worried about everybody going to Alabama or everybody going to Michigan, well, these kids aren't stupid either. If you've got seven quarterbacks on the roster that are all five-star, you might not be wanting to go transfer there. So I don't think that's a worry or a concern. I think that the kids, when you're a parent and you send your kid to a school, you want that coach and that coaching staff, you know, to look out for them and have their best interest at heart. And a lot of times that's not the case.
Right. Thanks for the call, Ron. That's interesting. The father of a student athlete who dealt with that issue. You know, a coach leaves, an assistant coach, whatever, position coach. That can be just as big. And warming to the idea of one free transfer. And then you don't have to either come up with a reason, make up a reason, or have a very valid reason. You don't even have to declare it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.